I'm Sacha Baron Cohen, and I'm auditioning to be Kanye West's running mate. I find what you're doing to be hilarious. It's so funny. I'm laughing so much right now.
They say that the term for vice president or president is 4 years, but my show ran 11 years. Yes, it is me, Rico Rodriguez. You might know me as Manny from Modern Family.
Hi, my name is Starry Sun, and I'd like to be represented for your next vice president, whatever the heck that means.
Hi y'all, Susan Beach here, and I'd like to formally announce my consideration for a running mate to Kanye West.
Coming to you live from the Busey compound at an undisclosed location in Central Texas, I would just like to let the American public know, the American people know that I won Gary Busey. I'm announcing that I would love to be considered for Kanye West's running mate.
Just like Kanye, I like to get into music too. So why not do that as the Vice President of the United States? You have all the influences, just like me, an influencer.
You're a madman, Kanye, but you're bloody brilliant. Take it from me, as someone who wants to watch the world burn, I am here for it.
What I'm here to talk about is my bid. I've learned a lot from executives, from my co-stars, Sofia Vergara.
Look at me smile. I'm smiling so much right now.
And Kanye would bestow the title of Vice on me. Vice, of course, means virtual interactive computer entertainment. And that would be one of my main things that I would do.
First and foremost, I love our country. The United States is the best country in the world. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. We invented freedom.
I could never do what you did, Kanye. From Borat to Ali G to the character that tricked Rudy Giuliani. Nothing I've done has been so reckless yet so brave.
Secondly, I can lock in a powerful voter demographic. We need to work hard for this economy to come back. We all want hair salons open and to be done with this face mask, hand washy business.
It brings a tear to my eye. Look at me. I'm openly weeping right now.
What would I do as vice president? Probably endorse all the things on Instagram. Yeah, that's what you heard. So don't forget to vote me. Sorry, son.
Truth be told, I haven't booked anything since the show ended, but I do have a degree in political science. It's an associate's degree right now. It's really hard to do schooling when you're on the studio all day. Please, just vote for me.
You're the funniest man in America, and I will stand by you, Kanye.
I see Vice also standing for Virtual Insanity Collector's Edition, because the stimulus checks would not stop flowing with Kanye West, and everyone would be able to buy special limited edition copies of Jamiroquai's hit single, Virtual Insanity. And he would also install moving floors everywhere in the White House, where it would look like he was not moving, but he was actually making a great effort to just not move. And that's the presidency that Kanye West would lead. And I see him rising in the West. I see his beautiful bacon. Jesus is king. West BC 2020. Ah!
Thirdly, my mantra is live, laugh, and love. These things will help our nation. Just ask my daughter, Rebecca. So do the right thing. Give me your vote. One more thing. Welcome to Finger Guns Comedy. Pew, 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 pew.
Welcome to Finger Guns Comedy. I'm Adam Macias. We have a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to hear from two LAUSD employees to hear what they feel about the schools being ordered to open in the fall. That's not a bit. These are real people. I am very, very excited. But first, I do want to talk about some headlines. Okay. Earlier today, Governor Gavin Newsom ordered all indoor operations for the restaurant, wineries, theaters, zoos, and museums to be closed. Which begs the question, I could have gone to a zoo this whole fucking time? You know how many nature documentaries I've seen in this quarantine? None. They're fucking boring. I'd rather go to the zoo. But almost immediately after Gavin Newsom's tweet, do you know what happened aside from Amelia's Laney boner for him? A bunch of Kens and Karens took to Twitter demanding for him to be recalled. That's right. These Kens and Karens literally asked for the governor's manager. Democracy. Oh, yeah. Just so you know, we're showing some graphics here, and I'm really proud of that animation that just happened. Okay, so here's a hot take that I did not expect to have. I kind of agree. On Sunday, the Los Angeles Times reported that California is woefully behind on their testing preparations, calling the virus in the early days free-willing and quoting an infection coordinator as saying, "Don't call." Hi, I would like to get tested. I've been coughing all day and I can't taste anything. What do you mean public health don't live here no more? But hey, at least we're not Florida, where the zoos are fucking open. Maybe Sad Panda. I might come to you one day. I had to check. I wanted to make sure that all you guys are seeing these slides. Anyways, we're playing it by ear. Even though we have the OG Disney park, at least our shit is closed. That's right. For all you Mickey Mouse obsessed psychopaths, head over to Florida where you can go see to Disney World. It's just like wasting all your money at Disneyland, but you get swamp ass. That's right. You can elbow bump Daffy Duck. You can take a 6 feet apart pic with Ariel, but don't swim with her. Come to Disney World so you can get a severe acute respiratory syndrome and a photo op. And just so you know, this is a very special report. Here's a reaction to one of the employees opening up the park.
Fuck this!
Then again, yesterday, both California and Florida reported a spike of over 11,000 new cases in a day. So I guess, really, it is a small world after all. All right, those are some headlines from Finger Guns, from me at Finger Guns Comedy. I'm going to bring in the rest of the crew. I'm getting some love on the tweets. I'm sure I can't wait to see the private chat of what I'm getting here. Okay, I'm going to introduce everybody individually. Right now, we got Mr. You love him. You can see his chest hair. It is Steve Sotelo. I'm your mic, baby.
The anticipation. Hello.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
It's very hot, and it so is. Am I.
It is
I'm a hottie. I'm a real hottie.
There's a lot of things going on in this picture. I just want to say you got this microphone that's being propped up for you right now. You got those like Harry Potter glasses, RIP, and then you got your shit is exposed. So. I don't really know what to do about this.
Well, I've been on a bit of a sabbatical to find myself. As the viewers can tell, I was gone for a couple weeks. And, you know, I've been doing some investigative journalism. And I've been doing some soul searching. And I found out I'm a sexy bitch.
That's good. I think you're a sexy bitch as well. But speaking of your special reports, we do have a very special. You said you wouldn't tell me exactly what it is because your sources were so tight.
Yeah,
but you have a special report
later on. Okay, it's got to be like an end of show kind of thing.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today, but apparently this is a huge get, and I'm very excited about it. So we'll get that later.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and introduce our next Finger Guns crew member. We got Amelia Gonzalez with us.
Hey.
Amelia.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Thanks for letting all our fans know that I have a lady boner for my governor. Jesus.
I'm pretty sure you have actually said those things on air. I didn't think I was
deny these.
Yeah, didn't you call him Daddy Gavin?
Amelia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. There was a phrase that I read somewhere on the internet where they said, if it's hot during the day, don't talk to me until it gets cooler at night. And that's very applicable because I am not a nice person when it's hot.
It is so goddamn hot right now.
And it's not even record-breaking. It's just like the annoying kind of hot.
Yeah.
I think I, in this discovery of my 20s, I realized that I want to be so financially stable that I want to constantly move whenever it gets too hot in California.
What do you mean move? Like you're not exercise, like right? Like,
But like migrate.
You want to migrate. You want to migrate south. So you're a bird is what you're saying. You're a bird.
Well, if the beak fits, I guess.
All right. Well, let's introduce our next guest. You'll love him. He's a seven-time, count it, seven-time returning champion, Denzel Ward, man. Woo! And he's, unmute your mic there, buddy.
Me? Hey. Bah, 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 no, bah. I had it muted because when Steve popped up, a little bit in my... In my mouth.
You puked a little bit. So did Altoid Beat watching on Twitter. Thank you so much for commenting. Yes, it seems to be that we are. It seems like a pretty standard thing there. How are you doing, Denzel?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry. I'm just Steve. I find it hilarious that in school girls had to go home and change or wear weird clothes if their shoulders were exposed. But on the internet, Steve can just let his taco meat hang out.
You make something beautiful and natural sound disgusting.
Yeah.
I am not a Taco Bell like meat option.
Yeah, you're more of a Del Taco.
Yeah,
you're a Del Taco. I'm not even shaming you. I love Del Taco.
I'm like a Trejo's taco. Costs $4.
And you get an overly expensive margarita along with it. Denzel, thank you so much for joining us. We're gonna cut to a man that you heard in last week's episode, but you have not seen in any of the live shows for all of quarantine. Guess what? The motherfuckers got one of the best mustaches in all of Hollywood. That's right. It's Danny Carpenter. Ooh. What's up, buddy? Ooh, look at, let's just get a solo shot of this guy.
Hi.
This is his reaction to my monologue. I think that's what that is.
It just didn't end. I did appreciate that Little T and One Track Mike made an appearance for their hit song "Shaniqua Don't Live Here No Mo."
You know what? I put that joke in there just for you. I was like, "Daddy was gonna be the only one that liked this."
Yeah. That's one of those songs that I didn't think was real. Like I remember seeing it a couple times. We used to have like a syndicated music video show in the Bay Area called CMC, the California Music Channel, hosted by Chuy Gomez. Cool. And they would play music videos, and that was one that would play. And I was like, that shit isn't real. And I remembered a couple years ago, Googled it. I was like, Shaniqua doesn't live here anymore. And then I found it after like 15 minutes of Googling. So
It's a pretty good song.
It is a song. I know that.
They're just like looking for Shaniqua, but they can't find her because Shaniqua don't live here no more.
I don't know if it's a good song.
It's like a Tribe Called. It's just like a random story song, kind of like a Tribe Called Quest, I Lost My Wallet in El Segundo. You know, it's like very similar. Just like, what is this? This is nothing to do. It's like so random, but it's pretty good. Like the story is just so weird, you know. But Danny,
disagree.
How have you been?
Hard disagree.
I've been okay. Disagree. Yeah.
COVID test results today, and I don't have it. So.
Oh, nice! Congrats.
Clap it up for me. I don't have coronavirus. Number one.
I got tested this weekend too, and I found out on Sunday that I don't also have it. So let's hang out.
Oh my God!
Let's go swim together.
Okay.
Get in the pool.
Well, I kept.
You phrased that weird. I thought you had it.
Oh,
I don't also have it.
I don't also have it.
I was trying to figure out. It was like a double negative. I'll stay away from you for the time being, just to be safe.
That's probably true. I miss I do miss all of you and being in the same room. I guess we should acknowledge the fact that, you know, we have been doing, you know, a different style of show, and that's mainly, I think, for me, it's just like I don't necessarily want to do the same things if I'm, you know, not with all of you in the same room. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I miss all of you. So I'm sending virtual hugs right now. So
virtual hugs.
You guys were talking about, like, you know, not having coronavirus and everything, but I want to actually bring up something important. Unfortunately, I have to diagnose Denzel with the case of the rudeness, because in our private chat, he said, and I quote, "I can't tell where Steve's chest hair begins and Steve's stomach ends," or something like some. I can't quote it.
What are you talking? It's really right there. You could read it. It says,
Steve's chest ends and his stomach begins.
Well, I can't read.
Okay.
What are those glasses for then?
Fashion. Exposed.
You know, this is Finger Guns Comedy. Thank you all for everybody for joining us. So stick around for in about maybe 10, 15 minutes or so. We're going to talk to two wonderful people, Jason Suarez and, this is definitely part of the video, Nati Rocha. They are, one is a retired administrator and one is a current employee of LAUSD. And I got a chance to sit down and talk to them about Betsy DeVos's declaration that schools must open in the fall. That happened last week. Have any of you been following this? I know Steve and Amelia, you guys work with kids. So
yeah.
What's anything happening on your front?
I mean, Amelia works with kids. I just hang out and get paid for it. I don't do shit.
Ideally, you have clothes on, though, right?
Yes. But I do wear as small shorts as I can for the moms.
This is true. I can confirm he does this.
You're trying to dangle dong, dude? That must be dangerous.
As short as I could make these shorts, I can never dangle dong, unfortunately. So...
Well, Amelia, are you you're not actually around kids right now, are you?
No. Our facility that shall not be named has remained closed, and they made the unfortunate decision to probably remain closed till the end of the year. Nothing really confirmed, but we, as the employees, kind of figure we're not anywhere near trying to open.
So no news yet of, you know, if schools aren't opening, then you for sure won't be opening, right?
Yeah, it would kind of make sense because we are more of the educational learning. I mean, I guess
edutainment. Edutainment, that's what it is.
But it didn't need to be said. Yeah, like that was the thing.
Well, you guys are in the Wiggles, right?
I paid for the rights to copyright that.
Answer Danny's question. You guys are in the Wiggles, right?
Answer my question.
Of course.
Are we in the Wiggles?
Yeah.
I got kicked out of the Wiggles.
You're in the field of edutainment?
We are in edutainment, but I got kicked out of the Wiggles. I got kicked out of the Wiggles because...
He stuck his penis between the bongo drums.
Boom.
Yeah, I needed to... I asked for leopard print.
Is he in sex with a bongo drum?
Shirt.
Well, okay. So let's talk about this a little bit. What are your guys' immediate reactions when Betsy DeVos talked about the schools opening in the fall?
Good luck.
Denzel, you're shaking your head
like Steve said, good luck, I guess. I don't get it. Because kids, depending on like certain ages, I know certain ages I don't think are going back. Or is it everybody? I don't know. I just don't understand the logistics of that. I don't think it's a very smart idea, but... I don't think Betsy... I honestly did not know that her name was pronounced DeVos until you just said that.
What do you think of this?
I definitely thought it was DeVos.
That's exactly what it is. I'm not correcting him. We shouldn't correct Adam.
No, it's definitely DeVos. No, it's definitely DeVos.
Oh, my God. Is this name
that doesn't matter.
Again?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Is this Yanni or Laurel?
No, it doesn't matter, but it's definitely DeVos.
Yeah, but I was just saying that I had no clue. I literally thought it was DeVos. But either way, learn something every day. I just don't think anyone's ever blamed her for being smart. Have they? I don't. I don't know if that's...
Well, here's the thing.
I wouldn't assume ahead, she's Danny. Stupid. I think she's an evil, rotten person. I don't think... I think this is on. This is completely on purpose. She has long been beating the drum of charter schools. She's an investor in charter schools. I think it's on purpose that they're just going to shove all the kids back into school. Yes. And then kids are going to get sick and kids are going to die. And it's going to happen more in public schools. And they're going to point to that and be like, see, we got to get rid of public schools. And that's what they've been trying to do this entire right. time. And it's fucking sickening.
You guys heard about the three teachers who had to teach summer school in the same class, in the same classroom?
This year?
Yeah. Two of them got coronavirus. One of them died.
Holy shit.
They still had summer school this year?
Yeah. Some Bible Belt state forced the summer school.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, there's two kind of big things that happened in the school area this week was that, you know, they said obviously that like Betsy DeVos was like, schools are opening, and people were like, why? And they're like, well, how about because Trump said or something. But also as well, the international students at universities are now, they're saying that if any of the universities that are going virtual, all international students will now have to go back to their home country. Which is just such a terrible thing. I listened to this story on I think it was NPR where it doesn't matter where it was from, but essentially the woman was saying that she had studied all her life. She was from a South American country. She studied all of her life to be in Harvard, and she did not. She got scholarships. She does not have when she goes back to Mexico, she doesn't have good internet. There's nothing there to support her. She doesn't have that good of a support system. Literally, being at Harvard is her support system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having that and her being forced to go back, it's not like some other students that are, you know, their daddy just bought them a way into Harvard. Her whole life has been geared to being in America and studying in America and working at this program. And because they don't like why? Why are they being sent back? I honestly don't understand. Like why?
Racism.
Like,
yeah.
Racism. That is the point. Yeah. Straight up. That's all. They've been looking for excuses to deport people en masse, and that's you know, it's an easy one. They can just be like, well, you're here because you're going to school, but you're going to school online, so you can get the fuck out. Like, there's no. I mean, yeah, you're still going to school. That should protect you. I know Harvard and MIT. are suing for the right for their students to stay. So, I mean, those are some pretty heavy hitters. They got a lot of money for good lawyers. So,
yeah, hopefully. Why don't we go ahead and check out a news story about that right now?
Ooh, a news story.
Have sued Department of Homeland Security over those new ICE rules. Let's get to our Robert Frank this morning. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Carla. As you said, Harvard and MIT both filing that lawsuit against the Trump administration this morning over the decision to revoke visas for international students who are taking online classes. Now, Harvard President Larry Backhouse saying the plan is, quote, its cruelty is surpassed only by its recklessness, and said it was an effort by the Trump administration to force colleges to open without concern for student or faculty health. Now, the lawsuit seeks a temporary restraining order against this decision from ICE, which revokes student visas for those taking all classes online. Now, international students at Harvard, for instance, which is switching to online only in the fall, would be deported or forced to transfer. Now, overseas students still outside the country are barred from entering if all their classes are online. And this is all important because there are more than 1 million foreign college students in the U.S. They account for 15 to 20% of enrollment at many schools and even a larger share of tuition since they pay full fare.
By the way, I did find out that in this article, we're about to hear it. It's over their tuition adds up to billions of dollars to America.
And $45 billion a year just on school costs. Now, under the rules, if a student course load is not entirely online, students can stay. So students at the University of Washington came up with a novel solution yesterday, launching a petition to create a one credit in-person course with only one meeting a quarter and excused absences that would get around that visa roll so far. They've had 14,000 signatures. And guys, another problem here is that students who are in the U.S. and forced to go home sometimes can't go home because of the...
What was that? What was funny about that?
What do you mean, what was funny? That's a wonderful workaround.
What was it?
That was a laugh of respect.
I missed it.
The University of Washington, we just have to restate the video. They're creating a dummy class that has excused absences. That's like a one course. It's a one credit class that you enroll in. And
you don't have to enroll
in that class.
Though they meet, it has allowed absences. So it's like, we meet, but you don't have to come.
That is true. I feel like that's what
creating red tape.
Yeah. I feel like this rule is just like, of course that's what's going to happen. It's like, we're going to protect our students because if they leave, they might not come back and that $45 billion of revenue will go down. So the other day they're still protecting their bottom dollar, but for sure, all these dumb fucking rules that has happened with this, it's just like, we're just going to ultimately, we have the right to be like, enroll in one class. And, you just wave from a yard away or whatever, and you're fine. Or I guess 2 yards away.
I think the idea of a class specifically designed so you don't have to show up. I mean, of course, it's an all in good for to
fit. Van Wilder's dream.
I think it's just comical to think of it in that.
It does sound like a Rise of Taj bit or something that. Like that's
in Rise of Taj. You watched that film.
One of the great films.
The greatest Van Wilder film there is, and there's at least five. We pretty much get.
You're thinking
of
American Pie.
Yeah,
no. There might be a Van Wilder the beginning. Hold on.
There's a beginning for sure.
And what was Van Wilder film franchise?
There's at least two. There's at least one where there.
Ooh, Van Wilder freshman year.
Freshman year, but there's also one. Yeah. This is the discussion we should be having.
No, this is the discussion we're having. Well, the conversation naturally came here. So
yeah. So okay, I'm not judging. I'm laughing about it. Anyways, prequel there's definitely the a Van Wilder
DVD in 2009.
Hold on. There's definitely a Van Wilder where there's a woman Van Wilder. By the way, it's like the
Van Wilder. Graduating from high school. He's supposed to go on a road trip to Amsterdam with his dad, Lyndon Ashby, but his dad is busy. Work so Van goes along. I'm just going to read this quietly. You guys can continue the conversation.
Yeah, that's not fun. Yeah, my boy. It's like you've never been on a Zoom meeting before. Let's see, female oriented. Okay, well that just I googled Van Wilder female.
And
it's a bunch of terror read. Anyways, essentially that's, they're making people, do these shitty fucking rules or whatever. And I don't see the point of this. What was this move? What was this for? Unless they want it schools wanted to get their international students to get out of there or something.
Yeah, they wanted the money, but they don't want them there.
Yeah.
You don't want a bunch. If you're a Republican country, you do not want immigrants in your country, but you do want their money.
That's true.
You're fiscally conservative.
I believe
the money isn't going to the country, though. It's just going to the schools, which have endowments. So they don't really pay the taxes, I'm pretty sure. So it's not the Republicans just want people out. It goes back to all the America First bullshit. They just want to deport people who aren't white, and all any way they can find to.
Well, I totally agree with you on that. Denzel, you're shaking your head. What's up, bud?
No, it's just so much nonsense. I guess you have people in schools, but you want to send them back. It's like what you were saying earlier, there are people who aren't going to be able to attend the school because where they're at, they came here for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. It's interesting that the schools are fighting for them, though, in a way, because technically they would still get. It's just, go ahead.
If they're charging full tuition, they fucking better be. You know, that's right, yeah. I was going to say.
That was what crazy. I was going to ask.
It's crazy they're charging full tuition for online courses only. Like, you might as well go to the University of Phoenix right now. Like, it's the fucking same as Harvard. Like,
I know. Have any of you thought about going, like, to, like, grad school with all this going on right now? Like, aside from economic stuff, but does anybody – I feel like I would get, like, a really great deal.
No.
Like a Harvard class right now.
The full price. I applied to grad school – and spoiler alert, I did not get in. but it's also
you really fucked up too, because you were really begging, planning on that. And you wrote this long email about like how shitty I've been to you and how mean we are to you, and you were really planning moving away after that. But unfortunately, now you're just kind of stuck and. You've been like kind of living with that decision a little bit.
It was a timed message, so you still got it, even though I didn't want it.
Yeah.
So that was an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did not get in, but it's grateful because like I'm a theater guy. My classes are like, you know, where you have to work with one another and doing something that involves being social. Yeah. And I couldn't imagine, hey, you have to do a web scene. Where you're acting Romeo and Juliet on Zoom. Like,
I mean, that's the thing. That's what I think this is like ultimately moving. Let's move over to like DeVos saying, or DeVos, you idiots are saying. Like moving over to that, like that's what they're not thinking about is musicians, music students, theater students, PE. Like, what do we do? What do those teachers do? And how do kids get their curriculum? We'll find out later for the interview, because apparently there is a California, at least for California, there is a bill trying to be passed that is like trying to lower standards and stuff like that. But PE will eventually be, I guess, it's not going to happen if they do decide to open in some way.
Oh, I was like, dang, man, where was I?
I genuinely think you're giving them too much credit on the like what they're not thinking about. I think they aren't thinking about it like on purpose. They don't give a fuck. Like, they don't give a shit. They want everything to just be normal. They're putting everyone on the stone table, and they're sacrificing us to the old blood god of money. There we go. The beast is rising.
What did Gary Busey say earlier?
I can see him calling Busey from the west.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. Jason Suarez is commenting. He's watching the show right now. Thanks for watching, Jason. He's actually one of the interview guests that I got to sit down and talk to a little bit. But let's go ahead. So I do want to say this week we haven't heard a lot about Trump's campaign or what he's planning on doing in the new year and this new election here. But he did debut what his education policy is. Schools must reopen in the fall. No, that's pretty much all that was. But essentially,
we must
protect our kids.
Our economy.
There's a lot of people. We're scrolling, looking at the tweet right now. And,
why is it all in caps, man? Like, people don't know how to use their invoices.
No,
I say this as I'm the loudest fucking guy in the group.
Well, I mean, it also is people, you know, they're not indoors anymore. They're out outdoors doing their outdoor dining right now.
They need to yell over the mask. That's why.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I have a confession about that eating outside thing. I've done it twice.
You can't do it anymore. We're closed, baby.
Yeah. What do you mean you've done it twice?
You.
I did it twice. I had a grilled cheese outside.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Where? Where did you have it?
In Irvine.
Oh, well, that's why. It's up in the OC.
Yeah, it's fucking OC.
Yeah. But anyway, I was like, I don't think anything's going to be open. Everything was open. It was just like nothing had changed. I was like, okay, let's just walk through.
Pretty much after Trump debuted, quote unquote, his education policy, DeVos drove really hard and just trying to justify it in some way. And she eventually made her rounds to the Sunday morning talk shows. And let's go ahead and take a look at what she said on State of the Union.
Shares the same goal. They want children to be back in school. So what I want to ask you about today, Madam Secretary, is how we do that safely. You said this week, quote, that there's nothing in the data that suggests it would not be appropriate to have kids in school. So I want to take a look at that data. The U.S. hit a record number of new cases on Friday. The number of new cases per day is higher now in 45 of the 50 states than when schools shut down in March. Hospitalizations are climbing in several states, and some ICUs are at or near capacity. So yes or no, can you assure students, teachers, parents that they will not get coronavirus because they're going back to school?
Well, the key is that kids have to get back to school, and we know there are going to be hot spots, and those need to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. But the rule should be that kids go back to school this fall. They've been missing months of learning. Many of them are going to be so far behind, it's difficult to catch up. And we know that this is a matter of their health in a multitude of factors or multitude of dimensions. We know that their emotional well-being, their mental well-being, and particularly for kids from low-income and vulnerable populations, this is devastating to be out of school and not learning for months on end.
Madam Secretary, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. I mean, I'm a parent.
What? like, everybody's disagreeing with this. What I found so fucking nuts about this is that, like, these are kids. Yeah. Why are we putting kids at danger? Like, why? Like, why the kids?
Also,
out of all the citizens in America, why children? They don't deserve this. Why?
Because they have to go back to school, Adam. Because they're going to be behind. They're going to be so far behind.
Yeah, you're going to fall behind.
Child gets left behind. Exactly. Not in America. Exactly. Not in America.
My favorite.
I just love the arbitrary idea that, like, the phrase, like, they're going to get left behind suggests some, like, world where, like, there's another group of kids that are like, well, you know, that second grade class graduated on time. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you guys. And it's like, no, literally the entire country is falling behind right now. So therefore, no one is falling behind. Everyone is progressing at the same rate. There's no behind to fall.
Yeah.
If there's a 46 car pileup in a NASCAR race, no one fell behind. They all crashed into each other. You know,
well, they're like, they're literally saying, this is my take on it. They're literally saying, in a time of social distancing where everybody else is supposed to be social distancing, we want our kids to learn how to be social, which is essentially saying, do as I say, but not as I do. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it's not like, why are we trying to make it so that they are being social when the rest of the fucking world is saying, fucking stay home. We're learning to love ourselves right now. This is what we're doing. We're all learning to learn to be alone. Why? I get it. Kids' development is so important, but you know what's more important? Them not dying. Them not fucking dying.
Yeah.
My favorite shit was like, when she was like, they've missed months of school. But that shit happens every year. Like, it's summer vacation. Like,
yeah.
I mean, okay. Well, you know, this is a really great segue into this because, you know, we're just people. We're just, you know, comedians. We're just talking about this stuff. And what I wanted to do this week, I really wanted to talk to actual teachers. I wanted to talk to people that are involved in this in some way. And I lucked out. I got a big shout out to a teacher for LAUSD, Jason Suarez. He's an old friend of mine. Currently teaches English for a school there. And then he actually asked his mother, Nati Rocha, a retired administrator, to be a part of the interview. And it was just great. It starts a little rocky, you know, classic Adam fashion, Adam fashion. But, you know, let's go ahead and check that out right now. I think y'all will like it.
This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged, all-wheel drive SUVs, CR-V, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HR-V with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Day's clearance pricing today. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged, all-wheel drive SUVs, CR-V, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HR-V with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Day's clearance pricing today.
I don't want to waste anybody's time. So, Kathy, I just want to sit down and...
It's Nati with an
N-A-T-I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like you're doing like a knot.
Not okay. Yes. I had
my name is Natividad. Natividad. Or like nativity, like Christmas, like Navidad.
Okay.
So for short, everybody calls me Nati.
Come on, Adam. Your last name is Macias. I know.
I understand that you're retired. Where did you teach before you retired?
So my entire career was with LAUSD. I started as a teacher assistant and moved my way up all the way to administration at a district office. So I was the administrator of instruction for local district central in LAUSD.
Okay.
I like to call her the boss of other principals. I could never remember that title. And I was just like, she bosses principals around. She tells them what to do.
With the news of, DeVos, she came out and said, you know, we must open, you know, everybody, the words that I loved that she quoted was that it wasn't a matter of need. It's a matter of how. Which is, I'm just wondering what exactly, like your husband or even you, Jason, would be like seeing here.
Yeah. So like for me, it's easy. Like as a single person, it's not a big deal. Right. And like I started my career as a sub. So I have the whole, it's just built into like, yeah, give me whatever and I'm fine. But my colleagues, I've been at a school called the Huntington Park Institute of Applied Medicine for the last 2 years. And they have kids and some of them are immunocompromised and they're worried because, you know, we're starting to normalize, go back to school. And in Huntington Park, we have a lot of essential workers and a big Latinx population. And it's, I can't remember the percentage, but, and they're more prevalent to catching it. And so now we're going to send our teachers back into this school. And so they're worried about taking it back home to their kids and their partners and themselves, right? And they don't, like, the teachers that I work with are good teachers and they're good people and they don't want to bring it back to their kids. They don't want to bring it to other people in the communities where they live.
Right.
You know, not everybody's like, no, I'm not going back to school, but nobody is saying like, yep, let's go back to the old way of doing things. Nobody wants that.
Right.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And you can see that DeVos has had no experience in being a teacher or an administrator or having anything to do with education when she says stuff like that. Particularly, Jason was just, I think, Latinx population even has more cases now in LA County than African American population. So it really is very difficult for our communities to be doing that. And I think it would be irresponsible of any district to just say, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go back full time. No, that's, you cannot do that. You have to make sure that people are safe. And when I'm talking about safety, I'm talking about health. They keep saying, well, the younger people, well, they're not the only ones. And not every teacher is 33 years old.
And I had childhood asthma, so it's not like I'm totally in the clear. Yeah. It's like, as much as I haven't had it, it doesn't go away. It still like hangs out in my body.
Yeah, it's just hanging out. It's just, just for a fun time.
Yeah.
I know a lot of schools are currently trying to maybe try doing the half on or doing like the pod element of like these 10 kids are going to be like learning together and then these 10 kids are going to be learning together. And obviously that it's one teacher the whole time. So like that's who's the most at risk really out of all of it. Is that integrating in anything that's kind of happening there?
So I know for a fact that at the state level, there's been a Senate Bill 77 that's being introduced that is providing a lot of guidelines about what districts should be doing and what kind of a plan do they have. And the cap, and of course, we know that the best kind of teaching happens when relationships can develop before. I mean, think of little kindergartners going to school. They've never been to school before. There has to be a relationship and bonding created with the teacher. So we know we would love to see that happen. However, that might not be a possibility. So they want the districts to be able to have a plan that ultimately brings the students back, but isn't mandated that they be brought back. And it's talking about limiting the amount of hours for students. So for example, right now, the hours for kindergarten students are 6 hours a day, just like the other kids. Well, with this new bill, it is being down to 180 minutes a day, so that's 3 hours. If I were the queen of the world and I were running it, I would be extremely cautious, and I would start out with some distance learning. I think I would make some type of changes for kids that are transitioning into kindergarten, kids that are transitioning to middle school for the first time. And those kids, I would have them come in pods so that they would get to meet a human being. But I would not have more than 10 at any given time. And again, following the CDC guidelines. We are still running education in the 21st century as if it were the 1800s. And, you know, that's not the way things happen anymore. I'm sure you guys, you know, you do your work in groups and you don't even do it in person. You do it remotely. You know, so much of it takes place. Yet we still seem to think that you have to have a teacher filling the kids' minds, like if they had nothing in them to begin with. You know, kids are amazing. Look at how well they can do on video games when they want. They go and they figure out what are the shortcuts and how do you do this and how do you do that, because they're interested, because it's something that they want to solve on their own. If we could do that, if we could give projects, and Beers and Probes did this survey with 1,000 and some kids, and they did it with kids in third and fourth grade, with kids in middle school and kids in high school, about what is it that makes you tick? What would you be interested in solving? And you know what? Regardless of the grade level, they had interest. They wanted less bullying. They wanted to care for their environment. They wanted to do things for each other and become a community that was bonding together. They wanted to stop discrimination. It was amazing. And this was done, 4 years ago? So kids know what they're interested in. If we can dig into that and give them an opportunity to work together in projects, that would be great. Okay, so do the alternating. Come for this amount of time. This is a great project. This is the criteria for what means that it's really a great project. And go ahead, go for it. Go forth and conquer. Do it yourself. That's what I think should happen.
You see why I wanted her?
I love
it. I think that if you put more control in the hands of the people who do love it, right, who want radical change for school, you're going to get a better outcome. But if you're just doing it because you want to send kids back to school because you need a babysitter, that's not why we should be doing this. We have a chance to change the game, right? Like, give kids a chance to be in charge of their own learning. And that's kind of what distance learning lets you do. And we as teachers are going to have to figure it out. Like, we're going to screw up a ton in the next couple of years, you know, if we do start doing that. But the idea is that it'll be better for kids in the long run.
Right. Thank you so much, Nadi, for sitting down with us.
So you have a great one. Bye.
Thank you so much. Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you so much for sitting down. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I just want to say again, Jason Suarez, Nati Rocha, thank you so much. Look, I said it right that time. Nati Rocha. I really tried to redeem myself so much from that. Thank you so much for being on the show. That was really, really important. I would like, for anybody watching right now, go ahead and leave your comments in the chat. That was a really, really very cool video that just happened. Not to brag, but I mean, like, I can't even believe it just happened right now. Like, it's crazy that. That just happened on Finger Guns Comedy. We've only had like two real guests ever. Danny is yelling. Danny, what is going on? My co-hosts are desperately trying to get back on the show. But I just want to say, anybody watching right now, please comment right now. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you have to say about this. And we'll go ahead and read them at the end of the show. All right. I'm going to add everybody else up back on the show. We got, all right, here's the crew. What's up, everybody?
Crew's back. Woo.
I'm going.
It's going good.
Yeah.
Great.
Isn't that kind of cool? What she was saying is that like we really got like a kind of inside scoop of what was going on in LAUSD and what's going in California mm-hmm. teaching as a whole. Like she was awesome, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. An amazing educator, and she knew exactly what schools need and what were the different steps to go into success. She literally called out DeVos on all her bullshit because she mm-hmm. is not an experienced educator. She probably has never worked in a low-income community school before. She probably never even stepped foot in a low-income community school before.
No, she's a trust fund heiress. She's the Herbalife heiress. Her family owns the Orlando Magic. She's a fucking billionaire.
She's Herbalife?
Yeah. Pretty sure. Oh my pretty God. Sure it's Herbalife. Herbalife or Amway. One of the MLMs.
How is she to ever understand exactly what schools need?
She's a charter school investor.
Yeah.
She's a charter school investor. So
yeah, but that's,
like I was saying, they're not supposed to understand needs. They're trying to dismantle the public school system. They're like they don't have anyone's best interests in mind. And what Jason was saying about the babysitter comment, I think on a grander scale, they're trying to reopen the schools so that people don't have the excuse of I need to stay home and watch my kids because my kids aren't in school for a reason why they can't go back to work because they want to reopen the economy and just shove everyone back into work. And if people are like, I need to watch my fucking kids because my kid is 3 years old, my kid's 6 years old, they can't be at home alone all day. It's like, they're back in first grade. And
And here's the unfortunate part about that.
Back to work, idiot.
The only safe way to do any of this is by the way, to have 9 students and then 1 teacher. So it's 10 people at total. And like I was saying before, it's like the pod system of 10 people at a time, and then they switch off. And then those 9 people, if they do get sick, they kind of are like they're that pod and they get sick, and then that's handled. But the unfortunate part about that is that the teacher is the common denominator between all of those. And what is also unfortunate is that if they're doing the some on, some off, is that what if the teacher has a kid? What if the teacher who is teaching and is doing this is teaching her job, which is, 7 o'clock to fucking 4 or whatever, or maybe the 3 hour change. What if her child is home? Is supposed to be home. So then what are they supposed to bring them to school? Because they can't, because CDC guidelines says no more than 10. So what do they do then? I just want to emphasize this a little bit more.
Well,
in that press conference, Betsy DeVos said, this is what she literally said. It's not a matter of why, it's a matter of when. It's not a matter of how, I should say. It's a matter of when.
Hey, so sticky feathers. This one's
we're all
you.
Putting on sticky feathers right now.
Oh, fuck Betsy. Yes, sticky feathers.
Just hit a quick fuck Betsy.
Fuck Betsy DeVos.
You know, the other thing that I always I wonder is, what about all the special needs children that are in schools? Because obviously there's varying degrees, but like for the most part, they're not going to really understand that I can't do this or I can't do that. Like, I don't. Isn't this the idea, like, what if parents don't want to send their kids to school because they don't feel comfortable with the risk factor? Because I know that parents can get in trouble if you're keeping your kid from school, but it's like...
Then they'd have to, like, apply for a homeschool credential or something, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah. But it's just, like, I'm just saying, like, that's... It's a difficult spot to put a parent in, because I mean, I'm not, but I can't imagine feeling comfortable with sending my kid to this school. Granted, you can make all the necessary or all the safety precautions you think. I'm still not going to be comfortable with it. But now I have work. And if I don't go to work because of the system we live under, now I can't have money. It's like my best friend has a daughter. And if like whatever's going on with school, she's not entirely comfortable with it, but she has to weigh, okay, am I going to quit my job to now teach my daughter? Because sure, cool, you can do the pod thing. You can keep it down to 10 people, but am I still comfortable with that? Yeah. Is it control? Like I can't. And if I don't though, but I have to go through this process, do I have enough time to do it now before school starts? How long is this going to take? It's just all these factors. It's like, you don't really care. Like Danny said, you don't care. And it's like when she made that statement, no, in our low income communities, knowing that you've never been in a low income community, it's like, shut the fuck up. But that's part of the course. Like that's everybody who's in a position of power they're typically never from any community that really needs the most assistance. They're just people who are like, oh, well, they need to do this, but you don't know if that's going to work. No, but it's really going to happen.
Truly, that's what I think is the most upsetting about all of this, is that this decision comes from such a fucking place of privilege.
Yeah.
Like no one is thinking about like who, like the people that are struggling through this. Like no one is thinking about like this decision, fucking schools must reopen. Like, okay, like how? Like, okay, like how do we do that? Because how do we do that in a world where cases are now, it's been proving that like young people are dying from it. It's not, and what is that? There's that young disease that if you get COVID-19, there's like a special. It has a name of a Japanese origin. You guys know what I'm talking about? That if a young kid gets COVID-19, they are potentially Denzel. If you wouldn't mind looking that up for me, they are more inclined to get this very deadly like illness from it, and so
later down the line.
No, like immediately afterwards, like it's like the COVID, they might kick it, and then it's I forget the name of it or whatever, but I do remember it's like of Japanese origin, or of that kind. But what I'm saying is that when they say this shit, there is no thought process to it. I don't know if any of you guys. Let me ask you a question.
I'm telling you there is a thought process. It is absolute. Not giving a fuck about people that aren't rich. It's just straight up. It's insidious that she said the phrase like that. She was like, we're concerned about the low income communities because she knows that's who's going to be hit the fucking hardest. They know that. They have to know that. And she's just like, we're so concerned. Oh, it's thoughts and prayers. It's fucking thoughts and prayers.
Exactly.
And then proceeding to do nothing about it. Like, and just watching the problem get worse and worse. It's how they do things.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's truly nasty and disgusting. And, I just want to say, everybody, please support your everybody. I don't know what else to say, but fucking vote out there. Like, come on guys. Yeah. Like, let's just like fucking, let's do something about this, please. It's not Kawasaki disease. Is that right?
Kawasaki.
I wasn't able to find it.
That's right.
That is right. Kawasaki. I'll just throw this up right here. Thanks, Mom. My mom just commented on that.
Hey,
dude, this podcast.
It is an unfortunate disease because it just makes me think of cool motorcycles.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, it's Danny. You guys both stepped on each other's jokes, but Danny, you got squashed on it. So I'm going to go ahead and why don't you say that again? So what's Kawasaki disease, Danny?
What? It's unfortunate because it makes me think of cool motorcycles. Is that one?
Oh my gosh.
Kawasaki.
It's fine. The joke passed.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyways, Kawasaki disease is an illness that causes inflammation in blood vessels throughout the body. And it has been shown to happen after children get the disease. Hi, Mom. Hi. yes. So, yes, it's just, it's very unfortunate. And again, it's like that thing with the Kens and Karens of like trying to recall Gavin, Freudian slip there. Why are you same guy?
You heard it here first. Adam said it.
Why are they, you guys are being mad for the wrong reasons here, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, what if we just a random fucking, like, I'm just spitballing here. Let's just, like, shut the fuck down. Let's like, shut it the fuck down. We are currently in America, as Americans, there's travel bans on us. For the first time in modern history, that Americans cannot travel to other first world countries because of how this has been handled. Let's just shut this shit down. And you know why? Like, okay, what I love is the British example. If you know anything about the Prime Minister of Britain, he's essentially like, he's like a watered down Trump. He's got bad hair. He's goofy and lovable, but for some reason, people love him and shit like that. My mom is don't say that word. He's goofy and effing lovable, right? And for people voting him for this because he's like this schmuck or whatever. The same reason for Trump, you know, like you could drink a beer with him because he's an idiot. And he's essentially like kind of like aped Trump style up until coronavirus, where it was just like, you know what? Like, maybe we should take this seriously and let's just get over it. And that's how Britain's cases has gone down. Europe just straight up like, let's lock this shit down. Italy, their cases were huge. We all remember that. Clapping in the fucking streets and shit. Fucking, the shit's so low right now. Effing, sorry, mother. Effing so low right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't talk to your mom, dude.
I know. Come on.
What do you mean? I said effing. I said sorry.
Yeah, but you're like being disrespectful, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Boris did get it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know who is a very fun cautionary tale? Who is continuing to run? Yeah, Bolsonaro, who's continuing to run Brazil the way Trump is running America, but he has like had it three times, and he's just the most sickly looking man on earth. There's always pictures of Bolsonaro in a hospital bed, just like giving a small thumbs up, just like hooked up to like a respirator or something. Just how is he still alive? Just a funny man. There he is. There's my guy. Oh God. Oh.
Is this a video? I mean, it's in Portuguese, so this guy looks terrible. So he looks like an ingrown toe. This guy, he almost looks like one of the fishes from SpongeBob SquarePants.
My leg, guy.
Yeah.
He does not look good.
This is completely unrelated, and I hate to cheapen things. Now, I'm already started the sentence. One of my greatest memories is when Brazil lost to Germany. I think it was 6-1 in the World Cup quarterfinal in Brazil.
Yeah, baby.
And I watched that.
It was just so funny. It was so funny. And now it's gotten better because all those players on that Brazilian national team like are big Bolsonaro guys. So it just makes me feel even better that they just got absolutely housed like 6 years ago in their backyard. Oh,
Brazil's like notorious so for like funny. Cheating and shit like that, right? That's what you're kind of getting at? That's that was the scandal for that?
Flopping.
Mm-hmm. Flopping. Okay.
What do you mean?
Isn't the World Cup like leader from Brazil? Or am I thinking of something else?
That's something else. There's a bunch of shit. No, there wasn't a scandal. They were playing the World Cup in Brazil, and I think it was a quarterfinal, and they got the shit beat out of them, and it was very, very funny. I don't even follow soccer that much, and I was just like, oh my God, they keep scoring! And they just kept cutting to people crying. There's this. I Google it sometimes. I've showed Elise on several occasions because I do a thing where I'll be like, "Hey, have I ever told you about this?" And then retell her the story. But there was like, I think it was the fourth goal that like Mario Götze scored, and it just cuts to this woman in the crowd, and she's wearing a Brazilian like top hat, and she's clad in the flag, and she just goes, "Ah!" Like someone just ran over her dog or something. Is the only way I can describe her blood curdling scream. I miss sports. I wish he could handle this.
Wait, is that true? You did say something earlier, Danny. Is that true that he's got he's gotten it more than three times, the Prime Minister of Brazil?
Well, he's gotten like hospitalized for an illness three times since coronavirus has popped off, but each time they've been like, he doesn't have it because he's like very much a macho guy, and like they're a full-on like dictatorship. They would never admit that he had it. But like he keeps getting like hospitalized with coronavirus symptoms, but he doesn't have coronavirus. Like, it's an important distinction.
I mean,
I just can't smell or taste anything. I don't have coronavirus.
I mean, it sounds like a very undercover and, you know, like, you know, obviously Brazil has, as if you've ever seen City of God, it's a very corrupt city.
Or Fast Five.
They're equally just
as socially. Same movie.
City of God is to Fast Five.
Both nominated for Best Picture, their respective years.
Yeah, but there's definitely an underground. Ooh, we just got a long. Oh, my mama just.
Your mom.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read this on air. Wait, so go ahead, Steve. Put it on. We keep.
Yeah, sorry.
Up. Okay, my mom just tweeted. Maybe we need to group together, quarantine in groups, neighboring grouping together in their own homes, taking turn homeschooling, babysitting, shopping. Then the kids can play together and barbecue, so on. And then my wife says yes, groups of 10.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen coming back, a little callback. Yes. Well, speaking of small groups, I understand, Steve Sotelo, you have an undercover story for us before we leave the show today.
I do.
You kind of went off on your own thing here. It's just going to be me and Steve right now. I'm going to talk to him real quick about all this. Sure. Steve, you were being very secretive. You wanted to protect your sources about this for some reason.
For a moment, I was actually pretty scared.
Really?
I heard ramblings. I don't know if you remember me talking about how when I was in junior high, I was involved in some gang stuff.
You've talked about that before. I always figured that it was you lying.
No, it's real. And I'll show you photos and I'll post them up for everyone to see. But the streets, they weren't quiet and they talked. And there's always something that I heard going around about like a certain song that we know. And it's like it's a song that we're all really familiar with. It's a famous song. It's a rap song.
So you're saying that this undercover story is about a rap song?
Yeah, because without going to too much detail, it almost seemed as though the rappers who performed the song were taking credit for what happened in the song.
Interesting. And so you're saying that these rappers that performed the song stole the story?
They did.
And wow. Okay. I'm excited about this. I've heard it. You know, I will say that there's so many great rap songs that are telling of how hard it is on the streets. And what you're saying, essentially saying, is like the street version of Stolen Valor is what you're kind of saying, is somebody stole somebody else's like story and cred right now.
Kind of like, imagine like a based on a true story movie. Like you get the premise, and then you just change the rest. That's exactly what happened here. Without going into too much detail,
okay,
the real story is nuts.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I'm very excited about this. This seems like a really good thing. Okay. Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk a very special report from Steve Sotelo.
Regulators! Mauna!
It was a clear black night. A clear white moon, but it was not Warren G on the streets trying to consume.
The famous rap song Regulate, which sees rappers
Warren G, and Nate Dogg on the streets of Long Beach dealing with a gang situation is based on a true story, but not theirs. We were fortunate to find some eyewitness accounts as to what happened that fateful night. So I hooks a left on 2-1 and Lewis to find the truth. I'm Steve Sotelo, and this is The Real Regulators. Our inside sources tracked Deshaun and Prince Luke to this house, and fortunately for us, they were willing to sit down for an interview. Oh, hi! We must have the wrong house. Steve Sotelo, right? Deshaun? I can see why you think that. Now, my name is Decian. Come on in. I was taken aback. I had perceived two men who could have had a history with gang life, but what was in front of me was something much different.
Frankly, I'm still very shocked. I can't believe this is the reality of it.
Well, we could go over the story if you want.
Well, I do have the lyrics here. Do you mind if we go over them together? It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I can get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Well, we were looking for hookers.
So I hooks the left on 2-1 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jump out the ride and say, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gats, so I said, I'm stuck.
Well, we lived down the street, and so I was pulling around the corner, and that's when I had seen the group of guys playing with dice, and I just got excited. I thought they were making character sheets, so I jumped out of the car, and I started asking them what their class and race were, and that's when they got upset.
So this whole ordeal happened over a misunderstanding of games?
They started pushing me and punching me, kicking me.
Okay, moving forward to the part that I know everyone is absolutely interested in. Prince, did you save Decian's life by shooting the gangsters?
Well, that's the part of the song that they didn't get right. You know, we didn't have guns.
We've never owned guns.
So they beat you up?
I mean, we didn't say that we weren't keeping ourselves protected.
So I remember that we were driving down the street and I saw them beating Decian up. And then I got out of the car with my katana. And then I started to swing at them.
Okay, I can't believe this. So you two are trying to tell me that you killed a group of thugs with swords and no one knows about it.
The hookers, they saw everything. I had to find these witnesses. If they are able to confirm the story, this could potentially change the entire rap game. I was able to get in touch with one of the hookers and the victim for sit-down interviews, but because of the reputation of the story, they've both opted to not reveal their identities.
Oh, he was nervous, you can tell. But we said sure, and we got into his car. So we're driving, and all of a sudden he stops the car and pulls out a fucking sword. He tells us to wait inside the car. He runs over to the group where another boy is getting his ass beat. When I tell you he started swinging the sword around, I could not believe it. Then his friend pulled out the sword, and they killed them all. I mean, there was one that crawled away, but I had not seen him around. He still shook.
The hooker helped us find the victim, and his account is rather shocking.
Alright, so me and my boys were playing dice when this weird-eyed-looking motherfucker came up to us, showing us these weird dice, asking us our race. Like, what the fuck? And then we saw his car, and we wanted it. So we started jumping him so we could rob him. And then out of nowhere, this crazy ass boy comes out of nowhere and starts swinging his sword. Shit, man, worse than a movie.
With the story confirmed, it's left me with more questions.
Why would Warren G change the story up when this one is already so entertaining?
I mean, look at this. What nerds. He even says it at the beginning of the song. You can't be a geek off the street.
Are you guys upset that he profited off of your guys' life?
Well, we don't want that life. You know, we're perfectly happy the way things are now. We're best friends, we're roommates, and we're geeks. And if anything, we're the real gangsters. We got away with murder.
He does bring up a valid point. They get to play their board games happily while not being in jail. They regulated the streets of Long Beach in a way that's never been seen or will ever be seen again. They are the real regulators.
So next time you find yourself listening to the song Regulate, may I suggest considering the real story, and perhaps you'll appreciate it just a little bit more. For Finger Guns Comedy, I'm Steve Sotelo.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm worried for my life by coming out with this. But am I a martyr? Yes. Do I deserve a Peabody? I'm not going to say that. Oh, I'm not saying that. If you said that, then that's your opinion. But I didn't say that.
Are you crying now? Is this your acceptance speech? Is that what's happening right now?
I wanna thank.
Stop it! Stop it! I hate you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry for that. I'm going to add the rest of the team into the stream here. Steve, I have no words for this right now, what you just did. But anyways, we're coming to the end of the show.
Can we take that to the police? Steve felt that was fine to just broadcast on our two men confessing to a heinous murder. He thought that was fine because that was well past the realm of self-defense. If you bring katanas and you just start slashing men over and over, you're well past it. Men need to go to prison.
In the longer conversation that I had with them, we were talking about that, why no one came out and talked about it. And they said, the witness said, who's going to believe it? And who's willing to admit it?
Hold on, in the same show where I just had a highly respected principal of principals for LAUSD, you brought a story for two weirdos swinging katanas trying to steal the story of Warren G.
They weren't trying.
They were lying to you. Steve, they were lying to you. It was a lie. They were lying to your face.
I mean,
if you
Google Long Beach unsolved katana murder, it's the first result.
Yeah.
There's no tie to Warren G, but there's a post.
Yeah,
I have no words. I have no words. Well, Steve, I always appreciate
Times byline by Bill Plaschke, the sports writer. That's weird.
That's true.
Yeah, he wrote an article right here talking about the katana murders. So, yeah.
Anyways, Steve, I do appreciate you going out on
the Rams that just moved.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Steve, going out on your own and doing your thing. And, it can always be hard hitting stuff, but thank you so much for the effort. And I really appreciate it. Well, Steve, I'm going to give you the first plug. What would you like to plug for today?
It's the same thing I usually plug. It's my Instagram, and you can
your hair.
The chest hair is a bonus feature. It's part of the...
has a horrible bonus feature. It's a horrible... I hate it.
Summer Steam shows a little bit more skin. Don't body shame me. It's the summer of sexy. What can I say?
Anyways, what do you got to plug, bud?
My Instagram, that's where you'll get all the content that I've been producing here. So if you see it on Finger Guns, you'll see it there first, and then you could see it on my Instagram afterwards.
Yeah, for anybody that was fortunate enough to not have to watch that on the podcast feed, you can go click the details of the podcast. You can click the link. It'll link straight to a YouTube video where you can go ahead and watch it. So, Steve, thank you so much for your hard-hitting reporting. Amelia, we're going to move over to Amelia Gonzalez. What would you like to plug for today?
I'm just going to plug my Instagram. It'll be right somewhere here, I guess.
Caras de Amelia.
There it is. Thanks. I tend to share a lot of informative stuff. I try to keep it comedic as well. So give me a follow.
It's so good. Well, thank you so much for doing the show, Amelia. Very, very fun. Denzel Ward, is there anything you would like to plug?
It's the same. So I'm still taken aback by Steve's chest hair. The same Instagram, Sir Suavemente, right there. Same on Twitter. I would also like to plug Manscaped. Steve, order some, please. Mm. Please. And get rid of the monstrosity. Or just cover yourself up.
I mean, I don't mind it personally, but it seems like you're currently...
It's just something about it. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's because he's so relaxed. It's just something about it bothers me. In my heart. I don't know why.
There is something about it that I agree. There's just, he shouldn't be that relaxed just as a person in general.
No, not at all.
Well, Denzel, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We're going to move over to Danny Carpenter. So great to see you. So great to talk to you and be a part of these shows, man. Really missed you, man. Is there anything you would like to plug before you leave?
I'd like to plug my wife's TikTok.
Oh, okay. Let me throw that up.
I don't have anything worth plugging, really.
No,
it's a
what's that TikTok?
I put it up already. I texted you.
I know. I'm letting you say it.
Sorry. It's Elise period eats.
There it is.
There you go. Look at that.
There it is. There's beautiful. A little bit of a delay between you and I, but that's all good.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm trying to load something else really quick.
Oh, that
might be causing an issue. I was also going to plug my Twitch channel that I might start doing more streams of because I'm going to have more free time soon. They cut my hours at work. Oh, no.
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, we did.
They're
we
taking
did talk,
good care of me, though.
We did talk last week about how you like to make your friends in NBA 2K and MLB the show. So is that going to have MLB to do with anything show, with your Twitch
FIFA
show?
20, Madden, NFL 20. That will come up. But the main thing I would be running on Twitch is a game called Super Mega Baseball, which is a game where you can customize everything. So I have a Finger Guns team made, and then I also have 20 other teams that I've made that range everywhere. There's a team that is modeled after King of the Hill characters called the Country Boys. I probably should have called them Strickland Propane or something, but they're called the Country Boys because it's King of the Hill, the King of the Hill characters in the 90s country music superstars. I also have a team called the Power of Positivity, modeled after professional wrestling tag team The New Day.
I love them.
And yeah. It's stuff. It took up several. I don't think I've played the game yet. I've just dicked around on the creation tool for like at least a week. Total.
As we discovered last week's episode, you don't usually play the game until you've fully created all the backstories for you. And
well, yeah, no, because I'm bad at video games. So yeah, I still haven't discovered what, you know, everyone's why they turned pro. Because, you know, you can be good at a sport, but what's the fire burning inside of you that made you go pro and made you get to the mountaintop?
Yes, yes. And sometimes maybe it's just a matter of socioeconomic reasons. Danny, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I'm going to go ahead and share something. This is what I'm going to ask everybody. Go ahead and if you have some extra cash, please go ahead and donate to donate your PPE go ahead and donate PPE.org. California in particular, because of how far behind our healthcare workers are in desperate need for PPE. So please donate. Go ahead. It's going to be in the show notes for today. It's going to be in anything that we tweet out for the show. It's donatePPE.org. I do want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you so much for watching. Again, thank you, Nati. Thank you, Jason, for being part of the show. Thank you for lending your voice and letting us talk, letting me fumble through an interview and talking to you. Steve, thank you so much for wearing your glasses. Amelia, thank you so much for being here. Denzel and Danny, thank you for just rising above that overlay of the face. This has been Finger Guns Comedy. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much. Bye, y'all.
'Deserve a Peabody? I'm not gonna say that.
Finger Guns Comedy.
This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today.